it's Ju
and Lucy
and Sophie,
and you're listening
Girl
to
Talk.
Wait, hold
what?
On.
Wait. What camp are we going on?
I thought I was gonna say.
Lucy, that's not even the right line.
Oh my god, guys, can we just please do it together?
You're listening to Girl Talk Unsupervised.
Hello, wonderful afternoon, evening. Oh my gosh, wait, do we listen evenings? Never mind. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the 26th episode of Girl Talk Unsupervised. It's Ju.
I'm Lucy.
I'm Sophie. What is up, girls? Happy 26th. Yay.
Yeah.
How are y'all doing?
Well,
wow.
It's Monday.
This is so different. Oh, yeah. It's a Monday. That's different.
Yeah.
Stuff is hard. Life is hard.
I took a nap a while ago.
Oh,
after
okay,
class.
So not that
she has been a busy
no,
woman.
No,
she took a nap.
She did the dishes. Yeah. She's doing the cooking. She's doing the cleaning. I'm just kidding. No, but I had class. I'm so tired. There's philosophy.
Well, since we're filming this and Ju hasn't mentioned it, you know, this week is going to be Ju's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Her 21st birthday.
21.
And so, actually, Ju, thanks for filming some Ate Advice. But it's actually not Ate Advice. It's a Ju special episode.
No,
surprise!
I'm scared.
Surprise.
What the hell?
Yeah. Julia's face was like...
I was already thinking, because, okay, for context, everyone listening, we said, okay, we're going to make this like an Ate Advice podcast. We're going to talk about things that were never passed down to us that we had to find out by ourselves. And I was already thinking, like, I took this very seriously. I was like, okay, what am I gonna say? Okay, I guess we have other plans. Oh, hit me.
Yes,
zero.
We
what
do. So, surprise, Ju. So, since you're turning 21, you figured maybe we're gonna talk about you, basically. What's
oh,
new?
No.
We prepared 7 categories, and basically you're going to list your top 3 per category, and they're gonna go from like basic and easy to sort of spicy, because this is Girl Talk Unsupervised. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you really
okay.
Don't know what we're gonna like bring up.
I have
so
no idea
surprise.
What's going on.
It's
as long
Ju's
as you don't bring on a special
things.
Guest again, I'm going
yeah.
to I'll be fine. I won't have another seizure. Okay.
Yeah. So, just, you know, make sure your brain's ready, because some of them, you might have a hard time. Who knows,
oh.
right? Who
okay.
Knows? Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're gonna go from, like, easy to hard, and then you give us, like, your 3 favorite, and then you explain why. Simple.
Yeah.
Okay.
See? When Sophie said it, she was like, let's do a few of her favorite things, and I thought of Sound of Musical when she said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the Sound of Music.
Okay. So... Okay, the first category is favorite films.
Oh my god, okay, wait, I have a list. Let me pull up my list.
You need, oh,
wait,
we're only asking for 3.
Okay,
yeah.
I feel like
just
gonna have a hard time.
No, it's ranked already, so I know exactly what
oh,
my
okay.
top favorite
yes.
films
oh,
are.
Letterboxd
okay.
queen.
Okay, number 3, The Social Network, David Fincher.
Okay.
Number 2, When Harry Met Sally. Director Nora F. No, Rob Reiner, sorry. Nora F. I'm just a screenwriter. And then number 1, School of Rock. Easy.
Of course.
Easy. Richard Linklater, as he should. Yes. Too easy, guys. It's right that it's the first question. Okay, go. I understand now.
No, but like, I guess, follow-up question, like, why are those your top 3? Like, what's something in common? Is it like the screenplay? Is it like how the script is written?
I'm a screenplay girl, and I think you got well, Sophie probably knows this the most. Like, it's a good script. I am hooked. I like acid. That's such a weird thing to say. I like acid films. I like acid films. So I'm very attracted to David Fincher because of the pacing also, and When I Met Sally. Is my favorite rom-com. I'm still soft. It's spicy season, everyone. And then School of Rock, because it's School of Rock. Like, I don't think I need to say much about School of Rock. Like, no questions. Period. School of Rock.
Great. That was easy. Okay.
Yeah,
let's take
easy.
It up a notch. Well, I don't know. It depends. I don't know what your favorite shows are, but just give us your top three.
You said top three. Two came to mind already, but I'm trying to gather a third. So, I guess I'll say the two first. Easily, Gilmore Girls has already marked itself in the top three. The Office. The American version, the one with Steve Carell. And it's the third. Let me gather my feelings and my thoughts.
You have 10 seconds to make a decision.
Oh, okay. I'll say Fleabag because she's high impact British. It's the only British one in that three. Deserves a spot.
You guys told me to watch that recently. I still haven't gotten around.
It's good.
You should. It's so fast. It's only 6 episodes per season, and there are 2 seasons, so you should.
Okay. Great. Next category is favorite books. Because I know you started going. You started reading again.
Jew
so
turns
now,
back and looks at
Jew
her
looks
bookcase.
I literally just went like, what are my favorite books? Oh my gosh, because. Most of the books I read were, like, from my childhood, but... I have favorite
That's
franchises.
Fine.
I
yeah,
have
okay. like,
franchises.
Yeah.
Okay,
like a trilogy or something.
I think the Harry Potter series takes up, like, one entire ranking. So that's Harry Potter. Like, I cannot... Wait, but my favorite Harry Potter is... Wait, oh my gosh, I don't know which book is my favorite. I just know which movie is my favorite. Not the book. Okay, no, never mind. Harry Potter is one. I think I'll also say Beautiful World, Where Are You? That was so good. I read it at the beginning of the year this year. And it's chef's kiss. Sally Rooney's best work, I think. Oh my god. I'll say a classic. One of my favorite books growing up was Matilda.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's still there. Like, I really made sure, like, I'm gonna keep it on my shelf. It's, like, in the corner. Like, in the end. Like, she's still here. A lot of the other Roald Dahl books are, like, outside on the common shelf. But Matilda has a safe space. Safe space has a little slot on my own shelf. Aww.
Okay. I have books? A follow-up question. Are you a Hufflepuff?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
You give the vibes.
What are you?
Lucy, I don't know what you are.
Are you
Me,
Slytherin?
I'm, Ravenclaw? Yeah.
Okay. I see it.
I took the test.
Concha,
yeah, me
what are
too.
You?
Ravenclaw. Okay.
Really? Yeah, I don't know why. I'm like, okay, sure.
I think I see it.
Why not?
I was thinking maybe she's like a Slytherin rising or
okay.
something.
But there's also a, you know that quiz where, what's the name of the site? Pottermore? Was it?
Pottermore,
was it,
yeah.
Yeah, that's the one
yeah.
I took.
And then you also take the quiz to see what your... What the animal is? What would you call it? Your
the glowing thing.
The Patronus.
The Patronus, yeah.
The glowing thing. Oh my god.
And it
read
the
books. Well versed.
I watched the movies though.
Yes, as you should.
Yes. Yes. Okay. All right, Ju. I don't know if you're gonna have an easy time with this, but
I don't know.
You before our. Call. I mean, before we started recording, we talked about Broadway musicals. So, top three musicals is the next category.
So, my heart cracked in that moment. All I know is my favorite musical of all time is Rent, the Jonathan Larson
mm-hmm.
musical.
Jonathan
yes. Larson, rest in peace. Oh my god, what are the other two? I'm gonna start. Let me look at my playlist. I have sources for like a source for everything. If you ask me
you
what my favorite box, anything
you
is,
your book is.
I know. She's just there. She has sources. Oh my gosh, where is my Broadway? Oh no. Oh no. Panic. oh my god.
Nothing comes top of mind, like, other than Rent.
Yeah, nothing other than Rent is in my little tiny, tiny brain. But let me... I got this, guys.
Okay, how about this? Is My Jagged Little Pill, like, there?
Oh.
Or honorable mention?
No.
My gosh, really?
I never
What's
thought
that?
You tweet about
musical?
Something. Did you?
No, I saw you tweet about something.
Oh, the...
Yeah.
I love the album.
Okay.
Not the... I've never indulged in the musical. And it's also kind of controversial, but then... Let's not dive into that. Fine. If for others, I'll probably say In the Heights and Pants. Newsies is the dancers.
Please more context. Please explain.
Okay. So Newsies is the the Newsies musical is based on the Newsies movie, which is about like the newsboy strike of I forgot what year, but that's like super old. And for the Broadway musical, they made the choreography super athletic. So all of the Newsie men are doing Lucy. I think you'll like it because it's very balletic. Like
yeah, I see the dances. It's so beautiful, the technique and everything.
Yeah, that's. The choreo, and you know me, I'm a choreo girl. I want that good choreo. So, Newsies is good. I now want to learn how to tap dance because of Newsies. Maybe in another life. I don't know. Newsies. Watch it. There's a pro shot where Jeremy Jordan is the lead. So, you have to watch it.
Thank you for that write-up. Okay.
Write-up?
Thank you for the racco.
Okay, so we're gonna move on to a little bit more spicier or harder. So we're gonna ask you, what's her favorite alcohol? Alcoholic beverages.
My God. You see the shelf?
Yes, there. We do.
Yes.
There's like so how many bottles lined up?
See, guys, she even showcases her alcohol.
Yeah. There's five empty bottles of soju. So, and I have, like, soju branding, soju.
Yeah.
Many people are aware
funny.
Of that. Okay, thanks.
Tuwa naman siya. Okay.
Okay, soju is definitely in the top spot because I love mixing soju with Yakult. I'm basic, but I love that. I'm such a basic drinker. I like Mule. And I haven't had in a while. And I also like the you know the Tandoi Ice apple beer? I'm so basic.
I know
I'm
apple flavored beer. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like apple flavored things. So I really like the Tandoi Ice. I love local. Oh my gosh, local.
Buy local. Okay. Support local.
Support local. I hate it here. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Hit me,
oh my
ladies.
God, now that you mentioned it, I don't remember also the last time I had Mule.
That
Same.
Was such, like the
parang the that's the initial thing that everybody tries.
Yeah. At least people our age. Yeah.
No.
What?
Oh yeah, like our generation, yeah.
Yeah. My mom was telling me that like her first alcoholic drink ever was sangria.
Okay.
That's bougie. That's
right.
Okay, Mom.
Mother, if you're listening to this, they think you're bougie. My mother's taking a nap right now, but then when she listens to this, she'll know you think she's bougie. Okay, anyways.
Good more. For her. All right, this one, I don't know if you'll have, like, maybe it will take up a little more time, but do you have any, like, top three kalat or embarrassing moments? So. This is our sixth category, so it's getting
This
down
is
there.
Your sixth category. This is my 13th reason. We're gonna end the episode right here.
No! She was just gonna walk out of her room. Bye, guys.
Bye. Kalat moment. I don't wanna think of my kalat moment. Ew.
It's, you have to, like, you know, in order to grow up, you have to accept and move on.
You have to face it. You have to face it.
You have to face it.
But okay, why don't you say it and just like redact it from the podcast?
Keep people guessing. Keep them guessing.
Or like, you know, use code names or something if they involve people.
Oh my god.
Keep them guessing.
Mother, if you listen to this, I'm sorry.
And then the whole thing, but then she's just gonna redact. She's gonna redact the whole thing from the podcast. It should be like silence.
Okay, maybe for one, I had a crush on someone, and then I thought he liked me back. Well, he said he liked me back, and then a few weeks later, he said, no, I don't.
Oh, no.
So, never mind. There.
Sino yan.
Oh, nga, sino yan. Oh, why not?
Oh, yeah, I'll just
what the heck?
Redact this. It was...
Okay.
Really? Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Wait, other kalat moments. See, this is the thing. You say kalat moments, I like wipe it from memory the second it happens. It's gone. Oh, wait. There was one time. I don't really think this is super kalat, but I'll just count it. The last time I got drunk at a party, I was like so drunk. And when my mom picked me up, I threw up inside the car.
Oh no! Oh my god.
Like, well, that's literally
kalat. In the car?
Like, in the car, on the ground, the surface of the,
like,
on the car.
Trajectory. Yeah. Yeah. Or was it like straight? Sorry. It's so weird.
It's very visual. No, it was like on the ground in the car. So that's. Sorry, mother.
But there's a visual for you guys.
Yeah. My mom didn't get mad at me, though. But my dad said there was, like, smell pa after a few days. But I didn't smell
it. Oh, my God.
But
no.
I don't know.
Now there's, like, that smell factor.
No, sorry. But, yeah. That's a literal kalat. That was, like, 2019, guys. Oh, my God. That was so long ago.
Another kalat moment. What happened?
Yeah, I'm guessing there's not a lot since like the pandemic, since exactly, all of our embarrassing like, moments happen in person or like.
You're making me look back at my 18-year-old self when I'm turning 21. You know, like this is very hard. I don't have a lot of moments to collect right here. Okay, maybe I should have said this first. Because it's like the least, I'm not gonna count it as like spicy kalat, but then it's sort of like me just being really stupid. But I don't know if I think I've mentioned this before, the last day of school where like I forgot to write a paper, so I wrote it in class and then I ran to the printer.
Oh yeah,
to get it printed.
I remember that.
So I think that's a kalat moment in my mind. Like she was not thinking, it was, and then well, we've been new. It was the last day of school, so that was a moment. I probably should have said that first, but I was thinking of other spicier things, and I just couldn't think of any more spicy things. So I'm really sorry to everyone who's listening who thought I would say something else. Sorry, that's it. That's all you're getting from me. And that all happened when I was 18 and 19 years old, because there's nothing else that happened to me after.
She has her life together.
Well, is it I have my life together, or there's just nothing happening in my life because we're just stuck in at home?
It makes me wonder, like, have I experienced, like, all of my embarrassing moments yet, or have I yet to experience it? Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a good question, Lucy, and one that I don't want to think about because I'm going to be legal globally.
Legal.
So there's more chance.
Legally legal.
Oh, my God.
Okay, wait. Before we move on to our last category, I just have a question for all of us. Like, what type of drunk are you?
Oh, my God. I'm a loud, clingy drunk. Really loud. Really clingy, really happy. Like, basically 100% extrovert.
I see. So just Jew amplified.
Yeah. But worse. Like, no boundaries, which is so bad. So sorry to everyone who was seeing me.
Like, lang you see Jew on the dance, or like on the dancing with the bottle and she's drinking. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I don't know. I've never seen.
Yeah, that's a thing. That has happened.
Ice.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it's not blood in my eyes. Maybe I'd had like a few shots before that naman. That's embarrassing.
Oh, me. I haven't really gotten drunk. Because I mean, I stop when I know. When I know I've drunk a lot. But I don't naman. Maybe I just talk a lot more. Like, unfiltered. I'll just keep on talking if no one's even gonna listen. Or there's
That's
just
true.
Like a
you know what? I haven't seen Lucy,
more confidence
like, drunk,
in myself to talk more. I don't know.
Concha, what kind of drunk are you?
I think just the same as all of us. Like, I'm more talkative. I don't know if I'm clingy. I'm just like, you know how everything's like spinning in your head?
Yeah.
You just want to. I'm not one of those people who like lean into the spinning world. I just like sit and then just look so happy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the one who dives into the spinning world. That's the difference between you and me. I'm
like, oh my god.
Yeah, super happy.
Okay, the last one is people you have liked, which includes MUs, happy crushes, or actual relationships. You can use code names.
Yeah,
but wait, what am I doing? Top three? Like, the worst
top three
experiences?
People you've
liked.
Yeah. No, the best.
The best?
The best.
Wait, no, actually, worst is better.
If you want the worst, right? That'd be more, you know,
worst
intriguing.
Experiences?
Wait. Mm-hmm.
Worst experiences with people I liked in the past. And then I'm gonna bleep that. It's all redacted.
But you have to explain why per person.
Oh.
Just like a general why. And, you know, just as a lesson that girls shouldn't be treated that way or something.
Wow. I love that. Even, this is also doubling as the at the advice thing because she was an experiment. Like, what, guys, I have no idea what's going on in that area of my life. Yes, and I will say in that order. So for the first one, don't, like, love bombing is bad. Like, that's the thesis. Love bombing is bad. The second one, wait till you're mature enough to know what you want and, like, okay, no, not just what you want, but, like, wait till you're mature enough for anything, TBH. Because sometimes boys are just, like, really stupid. And then the last one was a lesson about commitment. Like, that was the bad one.
Ooh.
That was the worst one. Like,
yeah.
I mean, y'all know this. Y'all know how, like, it was bad. But, you know, don't. Like, you may think it's right, but then you also have to stay wary because, like, in the end, it's not right pala. Lesson learned. The end.
Congratulations
for getting
that out.
I know, I'm so uncomfortable right now.
This is Girl Talk Unsupervised.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. And I'm turning 21, so, like, whatever, this all happened when I was, like, when I was a teenager, guys, nothing's happened to me, like, in my 20s. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Well, thanks for answering all of our questions, categories, I don't know.
Yes.
That was it. And those were, well, I guess, majority of your favorite things, but the last three aren't. So, yes.
I hate that for me. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's it. And from the both of us, happy birthday.
Thank you.
We love you.
Happy birthday, June.
I love you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to be bridesmaids in the future, so.
Yes! As you should. Long time coming. Maybe.
Wait, do you know how crazy it is that, like, we're starting our, well, I'm not 20 yet, but we're starting our 20s together, and then ideally, marriage age is end of the 20-year period, so.
Ideally, yeah.
Ideally.
Yeah.
Hopefully, well, I don't want to be that old. Anyways. Yeah. It's just crazy. It's like a new era for you, hopefully.
Well, we'll see when you hit your 20s, and we can actually say that's a new era for you.
Okay. Stay tuned, guys. All
we'll
right.
See you in April! Anyways, so that's the end of this little surprise episode, I guess. me just being freaked out. At least there was no special guest, so I didn't have a heart attack or anything. So that was good. Thank you, guys. That was fun. I love reassessing my life and realizing how much of it sucks. So I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm happy. I like my life. Just maybe, like, that list in the end can, like, not exist. Like, it can be better. Anyone who wants to, you know, people.
Oh, that was her point, actually. Sorry.
Yes, this is an advertisement joke. To the 2% of our listeners who are men. One of
this
which
is one
probably
big ad placement
Sophie's,
for you.
One of which is probably Sophie's boyfriend. So, like, never mind.
One of which is Lucy's dad.
Okay, so never mind. Never mind. Anyway, so please follow us on Instagram at GirlTalkingSupervised. And follow me at Jumarch_.
You can find me on Instagram at Lucia Lazarus.
And you can find me on Instagram at Sophie_Concho. So thanks, guys, for listening.
Thank you, guys. And wish Ju a happy birthday, yes.